Girl.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant. Don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. Diva. Take a pee. Such a queen. Check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. See, Bree. I'm a dope model. Drop dead. Coke bottle. Love pink. Red bombshell. Dukes on my bottom. Red long hair. Sex simple, she be on Jimmy Kimmel, body shame and I, Prince simple, in the club, with the D-boy, in the club, put the P-boy, you're a suicide, A-O-D, I'm a knockout, K-O-D, baby on the shit, toilet stop, dude, and I don't stink, I'm a showstopper, pretty girl rock, call it Karen Hilton, pretty girl rock, call it Karen Hilton, Fountain Blue, we don't do the heels. Pretty girl, breathe. Bitch, I'm her Brazilian. I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant. Don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Diva. Take your pick. Such a queen. Check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. I'm going blonde. I think I'm Marilyn. So I bought more. Marilyn. Sexy me, friend requests keep blowing up. Paparazzi snap it while my dress keep blowing up. Shake my jelly, French man in Paris. Taking man into the game, looking great in panic. Had a 20, since I was 13. Now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty. Where you cook, hold it up. It's toast to the bread that they throwing up. He say I'm the greatest of all time. He say I'm the finest of all fine. Got male groupies, who say she all mine? Got male groupies, who say she all mine? These ain't Giuseppe, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call lying. I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Diva, take your pick. Such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Money fast, cause she shit the ass slow. She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
Bet I be the best dress when we get to the club. Black shades on my eyes, you can't even see her. Now you see me on your iPad, holding Brie up. Why you showing all your homies like, damn, you see her? I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. Diva.
Said I'm a New York nigga, I don't need no luck. I'm a good ass nigga, what's up? Ha. I ain't worried about later, girl, I'm thinking right now. Face in the pillow with your ass in the clouds. The neighbors know my name, yeah, I get around town. And that's probably why you standing right here, right now. Just a few shots from my bed right now about to apply pressure and here it's going down. And here it's going down. I said just a few shots from my bed right now, about to apply pressure and here it's going down. Set them all away, turned up, 100 bottles in here, got me worked up. Pop, pop it for real, you in a safe zone. Keep the gas pedal on and leave the brakes off. Booty big, but her waist small. You got me harder than a baseball. One thing on my mind, tell me when, baby, give me the time. I'ma lick and dick and let you know that it's mine. Never say it's too much, can't get enough. Getting head before I even wake up. With her as a cup, tell the bartender pour it up. She said I'm flying the water just like the Mighty Duck. I said you fucking with the best in the field. But girl, that ass is about to get killed. When touching the spill, goggles on, it's about to get real. I'ma dive in the kitty for real, for real. I ain't worried about later, girl, I'm thinking right now. Face in the pillow with your ass in the clouds. The neighbors know my name, yeah, I get around town. And that's probably why you standing right here, right now. Just a few shots from my bed right now, about to apply pressure. And here it's going down. And here it's going down. I said just a few shots from my bed right now, right now. I'm about to apply pressure and here it's going down. I'm so fucked up in here. Yeah, it's going down. It's going down. I'm so fucked up in here. Yeah, it's going down.
Yeah, Ursha, baby, this for the A.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. 'Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. 'Cause shawty, you thinkin' them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowdin' around you like they sing Beyonce in here. You want your own and you need your own, baby. Who am I to judge? How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club?
I
make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. 'Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money.
Okay, okay, I don't know. Technical issues. Technical problems tonight, you guys. Sorry about that. I'm not late because I'm black. I'm late because we had some issues going on. Okay, I'm going to stop lying. I'm late because I'm black. And, yes, so welcome to High Sticker. It's Saturday night, you guys, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's our normal time that we're here. And, of course, 2 weeks in a row, I'm here at 11:10, okay? So what we're going to do is any of my co-hosts on the line right now? Andrew, or any other co-hosts on the line? I don't know. I don't even know what numbers they're calling in from. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're just going to keep it moving, and we're going to go to the phone lines. We do have a guest tonight. We have Janet. Jackie is on with us tonight. So finally, she is here. Oh, my gosh. So I definitely want to welcome her to the show. So we're going to bring her in. We have a few hot topics that we want to talk about and discuss tonight. So I'm super excited about that. So many things to talk about. Andrew, you can let Janet on the phone if you want to.
All righty. Let me.
It's the other co-hosts are not there?
No, I'm not seeing them on the line.
Okay. So you can bring Janet in.
Okay.
And I think Janet is on 347.
Okay. She is not on yet.
Janet is not on? Oh, I thought she said she was on. Okay. So I guess she's not on. Okay. So while we figure that out, we're definitely having some issues tonight. Sorry about that, you guys. But I definitely want to say we will be on time more often. A few times I've been late. So I definitely want to apologize about that. I know a lot of stuff is happening this weekend. You got AVN going on, so there's a lot of stuff happening. We have, I know Alana is there right now. I think Imani is there. Ralph is there. So we're going to get the 411. Definitely what's going down in Vegas, because I know it's been a crazy week. For some reason, I don't know, is it just me, but it seemed like over the years, like, I watched AVN kind of like, it seemed like it got smaller a little bit, so I'm not really sure, like, you know, whatever. But I still think the show is awesome, and if you've never been to an AVN Award show, it's definitely something that you should do. You should definitely try to attend that. It goes down every January, and around this time, this weekend. Actually, they had it a little earlier this year. But usually it's around, like, between the 16th to the 23rd, or, you know, whatever. So they had it on this weekend, the 23rd. So definitely I heard some good things. So, you know, congratulations to everybody out there who were nominated. I know Alana, she got inducted into the Hall of Fame. So she's shout out to her. Yes, it's a lot of stuff going on. I'm super excited about that, too, because, you know, like, she's been in the industry a long time, as long as I have, and, you know, to go into that, like, to be not nominated, but to be just recognized and put in a Hall of Fame is definitely a big thing. So definitely shout out to her, because she definitely deserves it. I didn't even look at the list to see who else went into the Hall of Fame this year. So I definitely need to get that list so I can look and see who else I recognize. Because there's a lot of people, and what's kind of cool about the list, they go, it's no particular order. Most people think it's an order they go in. It's no order. They kind of just go in because they'll pull people from the 80s. There'll be people from the 80s and, like, you know, this year's Hall of Fame. So it's really, they just kind of work around so they get to everybody they need to recognize. So it's kind of cool, you know. A lot of people get upset because they're not in the Hall of Fame. You get a lot of people writing letters to AVN and asking why they're not in there yet. But definitely, it's definitely an honor when you are inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I don't know if you know about, Angela, the Black Awards. They had the Urban X Awards, and they had, you know, they had their own version of the Hall of Fame. So they, for the few years they were on, they inducted a few people to their Hall of Fame. So that was kind of cool, too. And I just think that is awesome when everybody is recognized, because a lot of people like to think that AVN or the industry tend to be like the Oscars, where some of the minority people get left out. But I don't see it like that. I just really think that certain people, no matter what color you are, certain people just come in, they shine, they take over, they work their ass off. And I think that those are the people that are going to get recognized. And I don't really, like, somebody wanted me to say, oh, no, India, you need to say it's racist. But I don't think it's racist. I think that it's just what I said. Some people come in and they get recognized. They have a clean career and they do what they do and they work with the right people. So those people are going to be recognized, and others are not, because their career is not really that awesome. So, okay. So I said it, so whatever. There you go. 11:15, we have a guest coming up. We got Janet Jackman. You guys know her. She's been in so many movies. Oh, my gosh. And this girl is super crazy. Also, we have some news we want to be telling you guys here on Hot Sugar Tonight. I'm your host, Andrea Morrell. Is Janet on yet? She's not here yet?
I don't see her number. Now, we did get a caller just pop in the queue, but it's a 954 number, so I'm not sure if that is.
954, I think, is New York. Let's pick it up and see who it is.
Let's see here. Uh-oh, it looks like they dropped off, so maybe that was not her.
Okay. Make sure you press 1 to my guests that are coming on so that we know to pick up the call. If you guys want to call in, 646-595-4038 is the number right here on Dollhouse Radio. There's been a lot of stuff going on this week. I know for sure I'm not a American Idol fan at all, okay? I really don't like the show. I never really – I thought maybe at first it was okay, but recently, I've been watching American Idol, and I really love when Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, and Harry, I love all them three together. I think they're awesome. Their chemistry is awesome. For some reason, they make the show enjoyable to watch. And I don't know if it's just me, but when you had Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey, that
it
whole
was awful.
It was awful. It was really awful because really their bickering made the show. And it was just, I mean, not made the show, but it was like their bickering was just all they really focused on in the show and really not the people who were from the talent-wise. And I think it took away from a lot of people who was really looking to shine because, honestly, I don't remember nobody from this season. So I'm really enjoying this cast, and I'm happy that this cast is back again. So shout out to American Idol because I'm watching American Idol now. I love it. So
I am. I'm DVRing American Idol. For some reason, I do not like watching the auditions. Like, I will not watch the show until after they get through the auditions and we actually start getting to seeing the people that they pick perform. So, and I, you know, I didn't get into it last year. I used to be a diehard American Idol fan, diehard. And then, like, after the first couple of seasons, I stopped watching it. I did watch it this season. I think, I can't think of her name right now, the young Asian girl. She could really, really sing. She was on there, and Jennifer Lopez was on there, and Randy was still on there at that time. I think that was the last season that Randy did that I watched it. So I am DVRing it, but I just can't do the auditions.
No, I like the audition part because I know it's going to be some idiots coming through acting crazy. But the thing about that is I know that they pick certain people to act stupid, and I heard people have people had interviews saying that certain people are purposely picked to come on knowing they can't sing. But it's just for entertainment purposes for the audition process. But I can't wait to the actual show too. When once they get in Hollywood, then you start seeing. I like the transformation. I like watching people. You know, when they come on the show, they look regular at first, and then you watch the transformation. Like, oh my God, who is that? Like, they look like artists now, and I think that's the funnest part for me. Once they start getting their hair done, and you know what I'm saying,
right? And the makeup,
right?
I agree.
That's my fun part, so I'm super excited about that. So American Idol, make sure you guys put that on your list. I'm not sure when The Walking Dead is coming back, but I do want to talk about that to my Walking Dead fans out there. OMG.
Oh, my God.
Walking Dead. Oh, gosh. We're on break right now, you guys. So if you have not caught up with all The Walking Dead episodes from past season, make sure you guys do it. Don't do it like I did it. Because I watched how many seasons in, like, 2 weeks?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Too many.
No, I was so, like, it was like I was, like, high off of the zombies because I watched, I was dreaming about stuff because I watched Walking Dead, like, I had, like, time where I can do it. And, like, literally every day, Angela, she was like, what is going on? And I didn't talk to her for a couple weeks. And yes, I was watching The Walking Dead. Yeah, so shout out to Angela because you turned me on to The Walking Dead because I never wanted to watch it. And I got into one episode, and it was a wrap. I got my Netflix on. I said, Netflix, oh, no. Netflix said, we got all the seasons. I said, let's watch them tonight. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It looks like we've got Janet on, too, Indaya. I think she's on the line
now. We have Janet on. So up next, you guys, we got Janet and Jackie coming on with us. We're going to take a quick break before we bring in Janet, but we also got more gossip and news. I want to talk about a few things, and when Janet come on, I want to ask her a few things, too. You know, we're going to get messy tonight here on Hot Sugar. Of course, you guys know I'm messy queen, so we're definitely going to do that. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We'll be back in a few not a few seconds, but maybe like a minute. Just hold on. We'll be back, you guys, Dollhouse Radio.
Let me talk my shit.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
Man, you don't rhyme like this, shine like this. Nothing printed if you see. see me in it, it's my shit. This is Dawn Talk, carry on, grown man lingo. I'm Dread, favorite Yankee, Mexican's favorite gringo. Been around the map twice, probably hit your bitch twice. Flip a coin like Two-Face, we can play the game of life. You can make the news day, front page, doomsday. Hit him up on Monday, he on the cover Tuesday. I don't hear the haters shit, I'm too high in the sky. I'm on every favorite list, guaranteed I'm top five. Yeah, we your favorite clique, NDL the team lit. See the logo on the chest, you know who you fucking with. Game need a fix quick, I'm what they call dope. It's legal money, nah homie, we ain't selling dope. Homie, that's old news, welcome to the new school. A milli-watt life, dude, we ballin' with our own rules. I'm fresh off a tour, euros in the Deutsche Bank. I'm flipping currency, styling with no courtesy. It's ski mad season, give me a reason. My team winning so much, they think a nigga cheating. Yeah, you probably right, cause we don't play fair. Touch a dime of mine, leave you whipping in a wheelchair. I get it, you got it, I send my hitters in there. I'm trying to leave with the wall, you trying to get a pair. That's where I grind differ, my style give you titters. I'm super fly, but no super fly Jimmy Snooker. Call it what you want, NDL the money team. Doofy said he better, we just laugh and let the dummy dream. Show me my competition, I point you to his grave. You on the line for some Jordans, you just a new slave. That worry about Ebola, what happened to the AIDS? This ain't God's work, all this shit is man-made. Go ahead and follow books, politicians really crooks. These new clowns got no bars but catchy hooks. These new bitches is brainless, rely on all looks. Instagram famous, log off you nameless. It's all entertainment, who am I to judge though? I'm nobody special, I just got a God flow. Only God know, all this time borrow. That's why I gotta get it now, fuck tomorrow. Oh, oh, you mad cause I'm styling on you. Surrounded by woes, my mans might wow on you. They snitching to the D's, so I keep my hands clean. Last altercation, niggas wrote a statement on the team. My homies told me chill, wait, I got this. Keep getting money, I keep these suckers in pocket. They still talking weight, I'm talking stock options. Standing at the top, we them boys that you watching. This the black print, black bins, black tints, black rims. Shades on calm, looking through my black lens. Call my liaison, get my itinerary. Next day I'm in the air with Grey Goose and Cranberry. Rihanna looking stewardess, speaking fluent shit. Freaking fly your mileage up, baby, I ain't new to this. The jewel's foolishness, so I got a bad habit. 250 grams, haters like, I'll be damned. 250 grand, not enough to buy the brand. Talk mills, then we might sit and talk of label deals. And that's real sale, built it from the ground up. Brick and stone, try to break that, you might break your bones.
Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar, right here every Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Dollhouse Radio. So I was on the other, all my texts, I was cussing Heaven out, just to let y'all know, I was cussing him the hell out, because, yes, I'm calling you out now, what? Say something. Anyways. We're going to bring in my my guest right now before I get upset up in here. So, Kevin, call in so I can cut your ass out. So, anyway, 646-595-4038 is the number to call in if you want to talk. Make sure you press 1 so I know you want to talk. We don't pick up the phones if you don't press 1. So, I'm just letting you guys know that we're not being rude. We just don't pick up phone lines if you didn't press 1. Bring in our guest. We're ready for Janet. Janet, finally, you're here. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it.
Janet.
It's been, like, what, 10 years?
Hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hello,
can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. I'm here. I've been like, hello. Hello.
Hello. Oh, my God. Where are you? It is
Hello?
Noisy as hell.
I live in a noisy building. Sorry.
Oh, you're in your house. It's in the noisy.
I'm in the hallway right now.
So I definitely want. Well, introduce yourself to everybody who you are.
I'm Janet Jackme. Hi, everybody. I love.
Hi. So what have you been doing? What you been up to? Tell everybody what you been up to. What's
oh my
going
God!
On?
Right now, I am up to my ears in this noise. There's a party going on in the building. Hello.
So what's been going on?
Hold on a second so I can get out of the noise. It is a Spanish party going on. Okay, hello.
Yes, that is there. Now I can hear you.
Hey, y'all.
Janet over there partying like a rock star.
Right, she out there trying to get some chips and salsa. Get your ass back
oh
in the room.
Oh, my Lord.
She's trying to get some salsa chips. You don't need no salsa chips. Tell everybody what's been going on with you, because I'm sure people want to know. You don't do movies no more. So tell everybody what is Janet doing right now?
Janet is cooking. I just got finished cooking. If I can send you a picture and a smell-o-vision, yum.
Now, you post a lot of stuff on your Instagram of what you cook.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me, what is your specialty? Like, what type of things do you like to cook? Because I know that, I mean, she caters. She does cooking all the time. So what is your favorite thing that people love you to cook?
My jerk chicken.
Oh, jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken. Soul food. And then I do Chinese and Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Boo-boo. Yeah, I love to eat. So I love to cook.
My God. So you guys know that she'll always keep a boyfriend because she knows how to cook. So I'm just letting you guys out there know that, ladies. You better get on your job. But I want to know, Janet, like, a lot of people would say going from doing movies, because most people don't think that we could cook. Number one, okay, they think we're porn stars and we just, I don't know. I don't know what they think we do. But most people definitely don't think we can cook. How do people, like, when you are meeting a guy or if you're with someone, do they expect you to pull out, like, your pots and pans and just start whipping up stuff?
No, let me show you. Let you hear this. This got the serious pots and pans, the heavy artillery. I cook. I love to cook. I love people who love to eat.
But are they surprised? Because they're like, wait
totally.
A minute, I didn't know she knew how to cook.
They have, they're like, oh my God. They get their happy ending and mad ass sandwich. But it's not even a sandwich. It's like a soul food meal after the happy ending. And they're in love.
Hey. Oh my gosh. You know this is a children's show. This is a family show. No,
right. I'm sorry. Oh, ooh, ooh.
I'm just playing. It's not a family show.
No, it's not. Don't be scaring her in there.
Girl, don't make me laugh because you know my jaw is half broke. I told you about that, but I don't want to.
Oh, God, I can't.
A bitch fell.
Okay, I thought of her tonight. She just slipped and fell. I want to send some prayers out to Janet tonight, you guys.
Yeah,
all
I felt like the girl
people.
Is psycho. I said, dick my jaw out the shower. Ooh.
Oh, God. We're going to send a prayer to the prayer line for Janet Jackson tonight, you guys, for her hip.
Quit laughing. But, because you're making me laugh and this shit hurts.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop saying curse words. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't need you following. She putting all that baby oil in the oil in the shower.
That's what happened.
Well, at least you're not asking.
Oh, my
so
God.
Okay. Oh, my God. What I do love about Janet, you guys, I do want to share. She's always upbeat. She's always crazy. She's always the same. And she's funny as hell. And that's another thing people don't know about you. She's super, but she comes out shy. She comes out shy whenever she does, like, press or stuff like that. She just try to come off like she's shy. Trust me. You guys, she's loud. She's funny as hell. We be laughing our ass off on the phone.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. She's so fun.
Oh my goodness, hilarious.
Yes.
I was so much chain right now though. It's not even funny.
I'm telling you, we're gonna send a prayer tonight and to put that on the list. We're gonna send a prayer to the prayer line.
Okay, we're gonna put on the prayer list. I got
we're
it.
We're gonna put
I
on the prayer
it.
List. We're gonna send a prayer out for you, kids.
Send a prayer. Hallelujah.
Girl, we need that hip. You're right. Now you know we can't be falling. We're getting older now, so we can't be falling and stuff. Because girl, right? Because I know. Oh gosh, my fall a couple of years ago used to be okay. You just get up and just go. Now you gotta sit down. You gotta wait. You gotta rest for a few days. You know, it's not the same. Oh God.
Oh, I need time.
Yes, it takes time. The body is getting older. Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar, you guys. If you're just tuning in, you're tuned in to Hot Sugar. We're talking to Janet Jackmee. Now,
hi.
I want to know, Janet, now we're going to get nasty. It's time to get nasty.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Mm-mm-mm. Don't get now, my slides on. Okay, wait
around.
A minute.
Okay. You want to put your leg up on the table or something? What you want to do?
Super slap time! Yes!
Don't you be falling over there.
Yo!
Okay, it's super slap time, you guys. Super slap time. We should have like a little theme song for that, Angela.
I know!
Hey, Angela!
We're falling off. We need a theme song for that.
I'm going to work on that. We're going to get one.
I'm going to work on that.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. Yes. That's the theme song for tonight because that's what I made. Mashed potatoes, gravy, meatloaf. Oh, my God. Jerk meatloaf? Really, y'all? Come on.
That don't have nothing to do with super slut time. See?
Super slut.
It's super slut
that's
time,
what
everybody.
I'm just going to slurp it up. But later, yeah, I have nothing to do.
I want to ask Janet, who was your most favorite guy to work with?
Dang. Really?
I mean, black, white, you know, it don't matter. Who is the guy that you're just like, yes. When they book you with him, you're like, yes.
Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's a classic.
He was like a male Wesley Snipes, wasn't he?
This
like
a Denzel, Michael Jordan /
girl.
Long.
When Sean called, every time it was like, you know, if you rearrange my schedule, sure. Because he was a class act, and you definitely knew that you would get some attention doing a movie with
him. Right, and you would get paid.
Yes. You're going to get paid on time. Okay.
Like,
we're going to take them back a little bit. Do you remember in the industry when they didn't pay? Like, remember now, everything is legal. But remember, they used to pay in cash?
Yes.
You go to a shoot and you
so
get cash
good.
That day. Oh, God.
Next thing you know, they're like, oh, sign this W-2. And
now they want to file W-2s. Like, you're like, really?
Pay your taxes. I'm like, okay, most definitely got
you. That tells
you
how long we were in the business, right? Because some companies, you know, oh, look, we tell the people business. Well, we didn't mention the names. Anyways, yeah. But, yeah.
Oh,
like,
God.
Okay. I
don't
got cash for that one. That was cash money. Oh, gosh. I didn't really like the cash because the cash means it went straight into your pocket, and that means you spend it right away. You know, the check, it's a little different because you deposit it, and it's going to stay in a bank. You don't have it. But when you gave us cash, man, anyways, okay, I'm going to keep it going. Oh, God. Shout out to all of my OG porn fans and porn people out there. I want to ask Janet, what do you think, what do you have to say, just being somebody that's definitely recognized within the industry, what do you have to say about where it is today as far as black talent? Would you look back and say, okay, you're pleased or where we're at or not pleased?
Well, I think right now everything is so, so many girls, so many people who are doing porn right now. It's not like it used to be. Back when I started, it was so much fun. Oh my God!
And it was only three of us. It was three people. You didn't have nobody
like
else. 150. You called Jenny. You called Heather. You didn't call nobody else. It was only three people. Oh, God.
So like,
and then it was three more people. It was Dee, it was Crystal Knight, it was somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, you had Dominique Stone.
It was somebody. It was only three
it.
People, okay? Right.
That was it. But
God.
Now it's like so many people, and the
no,
girls
it's a thousand
are
girls.
Scandalous.
1,000 girls for one job. For one job.
Right.
You know?
It's a scandal right now. It's
wow.
I mean,
yes.
It just
yes,
is.
Yes.
It's a scandal. To the point where I just, you go, girls. And
you
I'll,
go, girl. You keep
I'll cook you something while y'all do your thing. But, yeah. It's,
well, somebody
it's,
made
it's
a comment.
Scandal.
I know that one day we had a conversation. Me and Pinky was on Candy Coated Nights with Candy Burst, and
okay.
Pinky mentioned that she told the audience, India, tell them how you guys in your time and before you, how all the girls were treated like princesses. Like, it was different. Do you remember that time? Because when we came on our sets, it was just different. Like, somebody said, well, we don't have catering on our sets. I'm like,
what?
You don't have catering? Really?
Oh, God. Remember the scripts and the caterer and the makeup and everything in the beautiful sets. And then it turns
the beautiful
into
sets,
a
but we
hotel
still on the actual sound set. Right. They change in the sets in the back. We have catering. So if we're there early in the morning, we
lights
have catering.
And camera
and
a sound man. Remember
sound
the
man,
light
guy
who was like right behind you, almost burning your butt because he's so close. But there was, we had
now,
all of that. But
now
they, like, ooh,
it's
no.
just a mic. A camera and a ugly bitch with a light. That's it. They don't have nobody else.
Okay.
They don't have nobody else.
That is, yes, it's so terrible.
Oh, God,
it's just
terrible,
sad.
God.
Porn
terrible.
Used to be fun. I mean, porn.
And then makeup artists. I said, y'all don't have makeup artists? They said, well, for some movies they do. But every movie you had a makeup artist.
Yes, lashes for you and everything, but now it's like, make sure you come and do your makeup and do. I'm like, okay, what?
No,
do
we were treated way different, you guys. We even had clothes on set. They
had wardrobe.
Girl, okay. We spoiled.
We were doing
we're
Western movies and actual themes. There was a theme going on. That
right.
was like, hi, how are you doing?
Right.
Okay, bye-bye. Do you have my check? No. Oh, okay. Wow. Where's my friend?
Did you just say that?
Where's my friend? Oh, it's about to be some furniture moving around.
You
got to
do a W-2 now, Jenny. You don't get no cash. You got to do a W-2.
That one, I'm like, okay, I got to go. I got to go.
Jenny wanted that cash,
wrong.
Y'all. She didn't like when they, that's why she left
sex
the first time.
Sex is supposed
time.
To be
she
fun.
Y'all. That's what happened. Oh, God.
Fun, sex, fun. Sex, fun, fun, sex.
Okay,
no.
I
want to
ask you, Jenny, have you ever worked, you don't have to name, but have you ever worked for somebody that didn't pay like on time? Because you know a lot of girls complain that people don't pay on time.
Oh, girl, you don't want me to go there.
No, you don't have to say the name. But did somebody ever like didn't pay on time, like when they told you? Oh,
and they were females, which makes me like, really? I mean, we're in the same game. And bitch, girl, you cannot understand that. You know I need my money.
Okay.
You needed your money, so you know I needed my money. And her, the name started with a D, and a P.
Oh, okay, I can't. I can't.
Okay. Yes. Miss Director.
Angela.
Okay. I lost the game.
Janet, are you
kill yourself.
Janet is sipping on a martini right now, you guys. Oh, my God. Are you sipping on something? Janet, stop.
Oh, Lord. I can't.
Oh, God. So, I mean, it's a lot of people who complain about that. You have many who have complained that they would, you know, they'll go and do their job, and when it came down to it, they didn't get paid. And I heard from, like, one particular guy, and his name always comes up.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to say no names, but, yes, he's black.
I don't even know who's out there.
I say his name, you're gonna know who it is. He's been in a long time. He wasn't always on the other side of the industry. He used to be talent. So yeah. His name always comes up. He don't pay up on time. That's why I don't play with my money, so you know, I can't, so it don't mess with my emotions, my feelings. So I feel that if a girl come in and she does her job, you should make sure that her pay is on time. That's just my opinion, right?
Right.
And then it
right.
also helps save your face for when people are talking about you, like right now. We're talking about these people. So, you know. But
I need you
I
to tell me,
because
I need
say
this
their
scandal.
Name. Right. Yeah.
Who is it?
I'll tell you, girl. We'll talk after the show. Make sure you're sitting down, though. Don't you fall.
Is it Lexington Steel? Marcus?
No,
oh,
it's
no.
not Marcus. No.
Okay. We love Marcus, but
we love Marcus.
It feels better right now. Is he going to tell? No.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. Let's keep it moving.
Oh, God, I can't with her. As you guys are just tuning in, you're tuned into Dogs Radio, High Sugar, 646-595-403.
Diana DeVoe, husband. No.
No, it wasn't him. You're so keep guessing, ain't you?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, I cannot
when you say the name, I'm going to say something
yes,
weird, and everybody's going to know it's him. Keep going. Okay, just I'm not
yeah,
going to say
that's his okay. name. It's okay. I got security.
I'm not going to say it. We're going to take a quick break. And can we go to a quick break? And we'll come right back with more Janet Jackman, you guys, right here. On
right. And on the break,
Korea,
she's
going to
tell me who
break.
Said what, and I won't say nothing, I promise.
Right. I'll text you the name.
Oh, okay.
That.
Okay.
See, and then we can laugh together. We'll be right back.
Baby boy, just bust the ball back to my shoulder.
Okay, you guys, that was Maya. I love that song. It's cute. It's like super sexy.
I do too.
She's like doing this
I was over here dancing.
In the back. Huh?
I said I was over here dancing.
Right. I'm doing my little cha-cha little dance like to it. Like, hey, go Maya, go Maya. So we're back. If you're just tuning in, you're tuned into Hot Sugar, your host and Dan Morrell. And I'm here with my beautiful guest, the infamous Janet Jackson, you guys.
Hey.
I want to ask you something. Has anybody ever said this to you?
What happened?
When people say infamous, is that bad? Because I know somebody, people say that for me. They be like, infamous. I'm like,
well,
don't
I mean,
say
you
that.
Know, infamous, I mean, is yeah, it could be a good or a bad thing.
It is a good thing.
Charlton Manson is infamous for something.
but you'd rather be infamous than somebody not even know your name, like having these girls running around today, you know. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But,
yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, you're killing me.
No, I'm being honest. Like, sometimes when you look at some of the girls, not all, but some of the girls in porn, you're just like, what's her name again? And then half the time, this is me. I'm like, who? That's the time when people be like, you know, and they all happy to know this person. They be like, India, do you know such a... I be like, who? I don't even know. I say it just like, who? I don't
sure
know
does.
Who they are. Never heard of them.
You about to get me going into something, because I've had girls that have stole money. I don't want to say no names.
Stole money, like cooking money?
Like,
from
yes,
who?
Like, come to my party, and my friends want you to come to their party, this, that, the other, and not show up, steal a ticket. These girls have a scandal right now.
Well, you know what's going on, Janet. It ain't like it used to be in porn, and these girls are hungry, so they got to steal stuff. That's what it
is.
Streetwalkers. The streets are hard.
I can't take it. They wear the pink fur coat. Remember the pink fur jacket? Rabbit.
Oh, God. Looks like it needs to be vacuum off.
Bitches, okay, are in the game right now.
Oh, God.
I can't.
The streets is real hard right now.
Yeah.
Ladies,
like
do
missing
not come
teeth
to
and everything.
House
missing
and
teeth?
Stuff that don't
Are you missing
to?
Teeth? Broken legs? And coming to work with broken leg and broke teeth. Really? Come on.
Oh, wow.
You can get no teeth? Come on.
Wait. Who are we talking about? You talking about somebody came to where? Who came
well,
to work
I'm
with broken legs?
I'm telling you, girls today who are, you know... With broke teeth, you know, you're missing teeth, you got a broken leg, you got...
Wait,
the,
what did she do? She's a stripper?
Oh, we're talking about the one that took my money?
Oh, with no teeth.
I will text you, because if I say it right now...
I think I know what you're talking about. You said missing teeth. That's all you had to say. Oh, my God. Text me anyway, just in case somebody else misses teeth.
I'm sorry. She's just a beauty. She's such a beauty. But,
I'm on the floor rolling.
That's a wrap,
Janet,
right?
Really? You gonna be? Oh, wow. See, I told y'all. She just like me. That's why we're friends. She's messy, just like me. Told y'all.
I can't help myself. You know what's funny about it is I don't like it anyway.
So I don't like it anyway. So that's good.
No, I can't believe it.
And what's funny, Janet? I see that person you're talking about. She always bragging about where she at, and it's funny because we talked about her before on the show. We're like, why all her Instagrams is in a hotel room?
Anyway,
obviously she don't live nowhere because she always in a hotel.
Terrible.
Wow.
Not even good ones. Like, it's not the everyday hotel. Come on. Like, let me see you in, like, Paris.
Girl, I see those little cheap seats in the back. She can't fool me. I know a damn Motel 6 when the secret. Don't play me.
Yeah.
Girl, she didn't buy her own bedding trying to make it dressed up. Girl.
Okay.
That green carpet in the back.
So trifling. It's funny.
And what's funny is she said her name. That's the funny part. If y'all didn't get it, y'all, it just went over your head. I don't know. Anyways, I don't like her anyway, so fuck it. So, yeah, that's how I feel. So, who cares? I don't like her. Yeah, but anyways, if you guys would like to know more of who we're talking about, you'll never know. So, anyways, we'll just keep talking inside jokes because it's funny. She did all those movies, too. That's just a shame. Isn't it a shame? You just like, just shaking your head.
Hotel background.
Hotel.
Like,
anyway.
Now
we're going to have to put some more prayers on the prayer list. Okay. We're going to put her on the prayer list. Put her on the prayer list. Because this girl needs a prayer.
Like, we're trying to do a party here.
We're going to run out of room tonight. I can't.
Just trying to clean the room while they're doing hotel movies.
These damn beauties running around, I just tell you. Anyways. Girl.
I can't.
Okay, who else can we talk about? Let me see. Anybody else we don't like?
She didn't text me that name, so you shouldn't.
Yes, stop telling me to text you so we can talk about people.
Who is not paying?
This is what we do when we off the phone, you guys. We just talk about everybody. So that's basically what we do.
Oh, my God.
So do we want to tell everybody that Janet might be joining the Dollhouse Radio family, you guys. So you guys are going to hear more of her on radio. She's going to be joining. We're not going to tell you guys who and what show. We're going to let you guys just be surprised when you hear her and see her.
Yeah. So make sure you tune in to all the shows.
So make sure you tune in to all the shows to see which show she's going to be on. They're probably like, stupid is on this show because she's on right now. No, she's a guest right now, so shut up.
Yay.
Woo! Yay.
Now,
you don't want me and
right
Janet
now.
On the show together. I'm going to tell y'all right now because this is how it's going to go. Every week, all we're going to do is talk about everybody. That's all we're going to do. Every week, we're going to have so many people mad at us. They're going to call up to the show, which we want that to happen. So, you know, we want that. We want you.
Reckless.
Oh, God, this is just hilarious. Because I'm talking
misery
about people
company.
That book me on Twitter.
Yeah, when they call in, like when we're talking about somebody, when they call in, we're going to act like we wasn't talking. Hey, girl, what you been doing?
How you? You got my
chance. I heard you talking about me on the radio. Girl, nobody was talking about you. We were talking about somebody else.
I wasn't talking about you. That was 8 years ago.
That was 17 months and 6 days
and 3 hours and 5 minutes, Miss.
No.
Me.
No, that's. You're so silly.
I'm sorry, but you know.
So you are also, shout out to Heather Hunter. I definitely want to shout out to our girl Heather Hunter. She's always doing her thing. And that's Janet's best friend. They've been friends forever. So I definitely want to say shout out to my girl Heather Hunter. She's doing her thing, her photography. Oh my gosh. Make sure you guys check her out on HunterGlam.com.
Yeah.
Check that out. We definitely want to shout her out.
I'm naked on there too. Yes, go look.
Yes, I still got a booty.
Angela, just
little
like, what
butt
the
is
hell?
Cute.
I cannot. Oh, God.
Nothing.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Oh, let's take some phone calls, you guys.
Oh, no.
So we do,
Nick,
we do
cool.
have some callers. Let's
come on,
see.
Jenna,
let's
gonna
see
take
who we
some
got.
Calls.
Okay.
Okay, let's,
oh,
let's go to this no. first one here. This is 646 area code.
Oh, Dennis, she didn't call Dennis. She about to cuss you out.
Oh, Lord.
Who is it?
Hello?
That girl that we were talking about, that porn star.
What?
It is not.
I don't know.
Calling you on
it?
The line.
Calling
you on the line. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Brian, your online promo rep. How you doing?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to call and give some love. You know, I've been putting out the promos, trying to promote everybody's show. I know I make some mistakes sometimes. You see, I pretty much come up and try to fix it real quick. But, you know, I also want to show people. When I put out and tell people they can call, you see, it's straight up.
Well, I definitely want to say shout out to Brian. Brian is in charge of all of our online promo stuff. So, like, if you need a radio commercial, ad, any time or advertisement on Dollhouse Radio, Brian is the person you guys need to go to. Brian, give out your Twitter so people can follow you if they're interested in any type of promo.
Definitely. Well, my Twitter is Brian DH Radio. It's pretty simple.
Yes.
B-R-I-A-N, all in capital letters, DH for Dollhouse. And radio. We all know what radio spells like, so. And,
that's right.
You know, yeah, and, you know, if you hit me up on there, I definitely come back. I come back at you. You know, I give you my phone number and everything. You know, you've seen the letters I put out. You see I'm pretty creative. I show my age when I start bringing up Lakeside or, you know, Africa Mbata. But, you know, it's all good. You know, I hope you like what I'm putting out there. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
You know,
I appreciate everything.
Thank you so much,
we
Brian.
Love the Dollhouse family. Like, our whole team goes strong and hard for everything we're building here, and we're super grateful. I'm super grateful. Angela is. We're just super thankful for everybody who's, like, here with us. Thank you so much, Brian, for everything you're doing. So we got a meeting this week coming up, not this weekend, but next week.
Definitely.
I'll be on that call with you. So
Definitely for Friday.
I said
Friday would be best for me, so anytime after 6 on Friday, whatever's your time is my time, sis, you know?
Okay, got you. Thank you, Brian.
Hey,
thank you,
love.
Brian.
I have a question. This
Go
is
ahead.
Janet.
Hey, Janet, Jack me. I love you.
Are you horny right now? That's what I want to know.
Am I what?
Horny right
All
now.
All the time, 24-7.
Oh. There we go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you later.
No.
Take
care. I got to know.
You're not going to have no slow party.
You're corrupting the Dollhouse people. Corrupting Dollhouse members.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Jenny's not coming to the slow party.
I'm sorry. 20.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye,
Thanks,
Brian.
We do have another caller, too, really quick. This is 618.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi,
India?
This is
Reggie.
Hi.
I'm twice R.
Hi, Reggie.
I'm doing amazing. It's cool to finally talk to Janet Jackham. Oh, sorry,
yes.
Janet.
Now,
Jackham.
Reggie. Let me tell Janet something real quick. Reggie wanted to talk to Janet. We've been saying that Janet's coming on. Reggie is super awesome. Reggie, go ahead and talk to Janet.
I'm just a huge fan of your work, and like I said, you're just amazing and sexy, and you definitely put your all in your scenes. And I was just listening to your interview, and I could tell
you're
pretty awesome.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Touch yourself right now.
Oh, God.
You know what?
I don't get my love. I'm touching it. Think of me.
Are you touching it right now? Are you touching it?
Don't say if you are, because that's your business, but yeah.
You are so
oh,
I'm sorry.
No, I definitely appreciate you. Let's just say that. And I appreciate your scenes. And
woo!
Yeah, you're hot.
Thank
and,
you.
What was your
2016 that we will all be at Avian Awards. We will be at the Avian show, sorry. And we're looking to get a booth for Avian. And my girl Janet will be there. Would you go?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Naked.
Huh?
No, that's pretty awesome. She's going to be there. And
yes,
like I was
you
saying,
should make sure you put that on your plans to come because Dog Radio is going to be there next year, you guys. So
cool.
Put that on your plans. That's something I shouldn't even open my mouth yet. Look, Angela, I couldn't even hold water. Okay,
I couldn't hold it for 2 seconds.
I couldn't even hold water. 2016 Dog Radio will be in Vegas for the Avian show. We definitely want to have a booth for that show. So,
yeah. Party.
Yeah, we got all the hot porn girls, though. We got all the hot girls that's going to be there. All of our girls are going to come and sign, so it's going to be super awesome. And Janet's going to be there. We're all going to be there, and we got some surprises for you guys. And we can't tell you right now, but, yeah. Anyway, just stay tuned.
Hey, India.
So, yes.
Yeah, I had a question for Janet Jackney. What was, like, your... like favorite thing to do, I guess, scene wise. I know you excelled in everything, but what would you like to do?
Slap the bag.
Wait, let me go get my lotion.
Slappy, salami, Bobby. Yeah,
blow job.
It's a power trip. It's a power trip. I love it. Slobbing the bob. Sorry.
I could tell you were really into it.
Yeah, yeah.
She was one of the best. Now, I'm going to tell you guys right now, like, I'm not going to lie to y'all. That wasn't really my specialty, okay? But Janet, oh, my God. Between you and Obsession,
I never got to do a movie with her, but I would have loved to.
Them two on a...
Your booty was just amazing. I definitely enjoyed checking that out as well as your...
Oh, wow.
Well.
Thank you so much.
Your booty, you said your booty. What about my booty?
I like
the same booty to India, girl. You know, we got the same butt, girl.
You know, what about my butt, Reggie?
I'm saying it's
like I already know you, India.
India has ass. The sexy ass. Like that, you would just to like put your little middle finger like right up there. You go,
hey.
Ooh, I mean,
I'm not going to see.
I'm straight, really, but sometimes I'm not.
Jen is going to be doing stuff, y'all. I'm going to have to tell y'all. She's going to be doing stuff.
Really, I'm so glad I'm talking to both you beautiful ladies, and I've definitely enjoyed both your scenes.
You right in between us, Reggie. You right in between us. I'm on top of
three, two.
Oh, that would be a dream come true. Say that.
Well, we love you, Reggie. Thank you so much
thank
for calling
you,
in.
Thank you. And, yeah,
and,
yeah, let me think about
and, and. Thank you.
No problem. Say good night.
Watch our movie tonight. Yes.
What is wrong with me? See,
she
I tell you guys, that's why I don't have to drink, because I'm already, like, crazy. Whatever. Anyways, yes. Well, anyway, we appreciate y'all for calling in tonight. We got Hot Sugar, another week episode. We done kicked off. Janet Jackman,
yes.
My girl, held it down with us tonight. Angela, Dollhouse Radio assistant, held it down with us tonight. We're super excited. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
We love you.
Janet, I love you. Oh, my God.
I love
now,
you.
Now, what we're going to do is going to get off the phone to talk about more people. So, anyway,
no, text me those names.
Yeah, we're going to talk about more people. I'll text you and tell you who that was who didn't pay those girls.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my God. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
I know how to work these heels. Making my baby know how to work these.